Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. Oh, it's good to be back with you again. I just so look forward to this time to spend these few minutes with you every day. It's such a blessing, and I pray that you're blessed and encouraged in your walk with the Lord. Well, yesterday I began a message entitled, Go in This Thy Might. And aren't we so grateful for the Word of God? Because whatever state, condition we find ourselves in, there's somewhere in the Word that really describes it. Well, as I was sharing just these opening verses of the sixth chapter of Judges, we see that Israel was in a really desperate place. They had done evil in the sight of the Lord, and as a result, you know, whenever we stop walking with God, we start getting lukewarm, we start walking away from the Lord. We have other gods in our lives. Oh, we don't bow down to stone or golden statues today, but there are other idols that we can establish in our lives. And when we seek to follow after the Lord and walk in a way that's pleasing to Him, God in His mercy and in His love draws us back to Him, sometimes through difficult situations. And they were warned under the old covenant, you know, if you sought other gods, all those curses would come upon them in terms of they would be destroyed by their enemies. And that's exactly what happened for 7 years. They were under the oppression of the Midianites. And the Amalekites, I mean, swarms of them came. They did. It says in verse 4 of Judges 6 that there was no sheep, nor ox, nor ass left. I mean, they just ravaged the land, and they were had to be starving because there was no, the land was just raped totally of all the livestock, of the vegetation, of the crops. And they were desperate, in a desperate situation, so they cried unto the Lord. The Lord sent a prophet, and I'd like to just pick up reading now. As I was reading with, starting at verse 11, we see that an angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, and he was threshing wheat in the wine press. Why was he there? That is not a place to thresh wheat. When you're threshing wheat, you throw it up in the air, and the wind will blow the chaff away, separating the wheat from the chaff. But in this case, the wine press, you're not going to get much wind. But he was hiding from the Midianites, and the angel of the Lord appears to him with this incredible greeting, and he says, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And you know what? Regardless of how you're feeling today, you might feel the least of the least, the weakest of the weakest. You might be really hesitating and stumbling in your spiritual walk, and you feel anything but mighty. But this is what the Lord calls Gideon. And here he is hiding. Doesn't sound like a very mighty man of valor, does he? But again, the Lord calls things as though, things that are not as though they were. Let's look at the dictionary definition of might. It says great or superior strength, power, force, or vigor, strength or power of any degree. And of course, that's where we get the word mighty. We serve, what a mighty God we serve. We sing songs like that. And of course, mighty means having might, powerful, strong, remarkably large, extensive, great. And this is what the Lord was calling Gideon, the angel of the Lord. The further amplification by definition means it's the power, authority, or resources wielded as by an individual or group. It can mean bodily strength, and it's the power, energy, or intensity of which one is capable. And this was the directive, go in this thy might. And At this point, it doesn't look like Gideon has very much might. Now, in your opinion, where you feel like you're standing right now, you just might be wearied of the battles that's gone on so long, or you're facing a really insurmountable situation. There could be crisis in your home, the danger of losing your job or your home, and you feel anything but strong in the Lord. Well, as I said yesterday, don't feel badly. You're not alone, but there is a remedy. If we will go to the Lord, He has an answer for you. So let me go on now and read. Midian's response was in verse 13. He said, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why has this happened?" Basically, "Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and hath delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him." I'm just going to read the scenario so you will have an understanding if it's been a while since you've read it. And then we'll go back slowly over each individual verse, what's really going on. "And the Lord says, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him," this is now Gideon speaking back to the Lord, angel of the Lord, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, then shew me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee." And he said, the angel of the Lord, "I will tarry until thou come again." And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. Now let's just stop a moment. Ladies, how long do you suppose it took him to do all that? We're not talking, you know, just, could you wait just a minute? We're not talking 15 minutes, half an hour. Look how long he made the angel of the Lord wait. He had to butcher a kid. He had to make flour. He had to cook the kid. And then when it was all ready, after how long it took to prepare it, then he came out. That must have been hours in preparation. And the angel of the Lord is waiting all that time. What divine patience. Amen. And we see in verse 20, "The angel of the Lord said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that it was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Ebiezerites. And it came to pass..." Well, I think I'll stop reading there. And let's just now take a little bit closer look at what has been going on. There's some very striking and very remarkable statements in these verses, especially verses 12 through 14, where the angel of the Lord is saying, "Thou mighty man of valor." In verse 13, he said, "Well, if the Lord's with us, you know, why are we going through all of this?" And in verse 14, the Lord gives him a commission. He says, "Go in this thy might and save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee?" Here was Gideon, to avoid, obviously, the very public nature of most threshing floors, you know, that were available to the wind. He was hiding from the Midianites. He was threshing wheat in the location of the wine press to avoid detection. And the angel of the Lord appears to him and says, "Go in this thy might." Where was his might? What was his might? Isn't that an unusual thing? After I shared the definition, it means powerful, mighty. He was anything but that. So let's look at what were the elements a part of his experience, what was going on that the Lord could address him so. Now remember, the Lord calls forth those things that are not as though they are. He looks at us much differently than we look at ourselves. Our Father sees us through the finished work of Jesus. He sees us perfected in Him. We, on the other end, we see our faults, our failings, the problems, our weaknesses, and we don't at all see, in many cases, the real potential that God has put within us. And of course, the enemy does everything he can to point out and to encourage us to constantly look at the negative, our weak side, our failings, how we blew it, the sin that we've had in our lives, all these kinds of things, just to condemn us, to bring us down, and to prevent us from getting a vision of who God saw Midian to be. And it's an amazing story. I won't have time to share really what the victory that God gave, but I trust you do know the story. I mean, with 300 men, the Lord kept reducing the army, and with 300 men, in fact, they had no weapons. All they had to do was blow their trumpets, shatter those, let their light shine, if you will, and the enemy killed themselves. I mean, it was amazing. And then those few that were left, Gideon pursued until they were all, wiped out. So it was an amazing victory. And it was just a classic example of how God takes the foolish and the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. Remember, the Midianites were without number the enemies that came against them. And so, oh my goodness, here it is time. I have to bring this broadcast to a close. Next broadcast, we're going to look a little more closely at what was going on in Gideon. Some of you might just feel that you've been just worn out and you don't see any way out. Well, the Lord is telling you today, beloved son and daughter, you have might. Go in this thy might. Let's find out what it is on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I just love to be able to share this time with you, and I'm glad you make time in your schedule to listen. Now, if you have prayer needs, no, you don't have to stand alone. Sometimes it's hard to share with close friends what you're going through, but if you need someone that will confidentially take your request to the Lord in prayer, I'm here for you, and I invite you to the right. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.